A push for more cultural solutions for First Nations kids is being led by a pair of researchers from the University of Queensland who say that First Nation children represent 50% of youth incarcerated during 2021. The age of criminal responsibility is currently at 10 years old in most states and territories, which falls below the target set by the United Nations, who say that the age should be lifted to at least 14. Lorelle Holland is a PhD candidate, one of the University of Queensland researchers pushing for the increase. And Andrew Herlinger asked her why she considers raising the age of criminal responsibility was only the first step in helping First Nations children.
The reason why I say the first step is I think that within the states and the territories and the Australian government is that we all need to have a little bit of a reset button. And I think particularly in line with that is further to the UN wanting to raise the age, they also talk about leaving no one behind. So we need to sort the poverty issues, the housing issues, and a lot of the cultural issues of identity and belonging. And that can only come from Indigenous-led programs and an acknowledgement that there's still racialised health and justice issues.
Well, the Australian Council of Attorneys General, they said that Australia has had a slow journey to raise the age of criminal responsibility. It's been left to the discretion of states and territories to implement this policy. Why have they struggled to get this policy through?
I think it's a politicised one. I think it can be very short-sighted. This is my perspective on this is the policies that are driven by tough on crime. But what happens with that, whilst we may think it makes our streets, so to speak, safer, it actually diverts large amounts of money to building prisons and keeping those infrastructures going. And there's a case in Victoria, their budget in 2019, they spent $1.8 billion alone upgrading prisons. And the expenditure during the period of 2011 and 2018, they had prison expenditure increased by 90%, public hospitals only by 48%, school education only by 25%, and the social and public housing is only by 1%. Now, if we look at issues of risks for young people and for families and trying to support family, and this goes really for non-Indigenous and Indigenous people, is that it's the housing issues that could resolve some of the issues that certainly are presenting a lot of our citizens of Australia.
So if you come across First Nation people who have kind of gone through the justice system that Australia currently has, and have you felt that they have been affected by the fact that Australia is so tough on young crime?
Yeah, I can give you an example that I feel really speaks to that. So I'm a registered nurse and did a placement in the Northern Territory. And there was a gentleman that was responsible for the night patrol. So he actually, to me, carried the burden of what a police officer would do. I certainly felt very safe when I would go out to a night call. Very mature, very responsible gentleman, very well respected in the community. Yet he had had a period of time in youth detention. Now, he has to carry that lifelong because he wanted to join the police force, but that had ruined his opportunity till the day he passes. And I find that extraordinary for the fact that he was actually doing the job of a police officer. And I can guarantee he's come in my home and visited. He'd never been on a train before. We had a fabulous time, him and his family. And, yeah, I think when is your punishment enough? When do you get some redemption of that as a young person? And I will stand strong in that because I've seen it firsthand how it impeded his future prospects.
Now, I've noted from what the UN has suggested through some of the recommendations they had, the UN has provided these principles of inclusion that they're looking to try and leave no one behind. And they've set the targets to try and reduce incarceration by about 30%. How does Australia kind of keep in line with those targets?
There is a campaign for the Uluru Statement from the Heart. I know that's coming up to hopefully one day being put forward as a referendum so that we get an institutional voice within Parliament, and then followed by truce and treaty. I think that's important. I think if we can try to work together so that different sort of disciplines are not acting maybe so in silo.
Lorel Holland, PhD candidate and lecturer in nursing at the University of Queensland, speaking there with Andrew Herlinger.